Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Hey everybody, it's Musical.ly. Welcome back to my wonderful show, Rap It Out. I'm here with the amazing Sinclair, or as some of you guys know before as Nonsense. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's great to have you on. I've admired your work for a while, and you're definitely really popular, like on Rap Head. Like everybody's talking about you. I mean, like I'm no longer in the picture. Like, what the hell happened? Why am I not in the picture?
I think I'm the one that's doing most of the talking, to be honest, but I appreciate that.
Oh
Like
yeah.
I'm somewhat relevant.
But yeah, I just want to say a big congratulations. Your interviews are amazing. And Betty, you and me are running the show. I don't know if you know, but we're the only people right now that have interviews out right now. Like, we're the only two right now. So we're basically like, you could say like, I would say king and queen, but we're not girls. So I'm just gonna say like king and overlord. Like I'm overlord and king, and like we rule podcasting, you know?
Young, oh, we're top dogs right now.
Oh yeah, for sure. And my God, I'm curious to know because this is so random. Like, you went by Nonsense and you were basically, I'm not gonna say a nobody, but you were very small. How did this interview sensation come to be?
I was definitely a nobody. I wouldn't disagree with that. And I'm flattered that you sensation, man. Don't gas me up like that. But honestly, I had a couple people ask to interview me, right? So before you interviewed me, there was Lil Chip, and actually even before that, it was Delia, Rap Delia is her username. She's pretty low key. But we talk occasionally, and she just kind of hit me up. I guess she like saw Nonsense and she thought the name was interesting, so she decided to interview me. And it was just like over text, so it wasn't like a serious interview. But when she did that, I was like, shit, like I could totally do this. Like I feel like I'd be good at this. I should try doing this at some point. But I was kind of just focused on the music at the time. And then when I went in for an interview with Lil Chip, I would shout out to him because I like what he's doing and he inspired me. So no disrespect, but I was kind of like, I feel like I could do this even I could do this even better. But not trying to throw shade. I think he is good at what he's doing and I appreciate him. There's definitely I definitely owe it to the people before me to be able to, be an interviewer on RapPad and hopefully go beyond RapPad as I progress. But yeah, I definitely owe it to you and Lil Chip for that.
That's sweet, that's sweet. And wow, I mean, apparently it was meant to be because I feel like sometimes you're even doing better than I am. And
I was the person who started the whole like interview sensation. Like, I feel like you're doing even better than I am. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I felt jealous sometimes. I know, weird, but I did sometimes. But now just listening to your voice is like, what was I jealous for? What was I jealous for?
Hey, like, I mean, jealousy is a pretty human emotion. I know I'm a pretty jealous guy myself. I think it's just you see someone doing it, doing what you're doing, and I don't think like it's really comparable because I think we do things really differently. I don't think I'm necessarily better than you. But when you see someone else do what you're doing, then obviously, yeah. And if they're getting attention for it, especially because you did it first, so yeah. But I wouldn't say I'm more popular than you. You have like a lot of more experience in the field. I have like two episodes, or I guess three. I have three episodes, and one hasn't even come out yet, so.
Oh yeah, that's right. A couple hours ago, and I literally posted about you and Next Apollo have an interview coming very soon. Which is very exciting because I love Next Apollo. Him and I have been friends since we've been friends for, oh my God, for a year, maybe 2 years. He's very, very good. So props on getting him on your little interview. And these interviews, they came from a list you made, right?
Came from what?
So these interviews, they didn't they come from a list you made, like a ranker kind of thing?
On my part, no, not really. I think some people are kind of pushing the whole interview thing for the Rat Pack Double XL. But mine is separate. I'm happy to contribute to that. I haven't really talked to the people behind that, but yeah, I think that's a thing that's happening right now. But for me, I'm just like initially it was kind of just people I talked to the most, people that hit me up. So I think on RatPad, like Yaz and Apollo are definitely some of the people that I respect the most and that I talk to the most. So those were, without saying, the first some of the first two that I interviewed, and then Big Russ as well. He's a really nice guy. Actually, I have a lot of respect for him. And he hit me up. And so that was the first episode, was with Big Russ.
Oh wow.
I might end up deleting the Big Russ one though, not gonna lie, just because I feel like I was pretty awkward in that one. And I'm kind of just like an awkward guy by nature. I know some people would disagree, but I feel pretty awkward a lot of times, and I know it shows. And it was when I watched that interview, I just like cringe.
Oh my
So
God, oh my God.
him, no, not him, just my own kind of, it was a test run, the first episode. So, yeah.
This is a page out of my book. You do not have to feel awkward about it. Trust me, you and I are very common. I sometimes listen to my first interview, and I was just like you. I cringed so much. I was practically stuck in the corner of my bed when I was watching it. My God, it is weird to watch yourself for the first time. Like, I started during the pandemic, so you had to imagine that was even awkwarder for me because I haven't talked to anyone. Plus, I'm making a show, and I had a full house for my first interview. I had a full cast and everything. So,
Shit. That's dope
yeah.
though. Man, you definitely yeah, I think even if you stopped doing interviews, which I doubt you're intending to do, but I think even if you did stop, like I think you'll be remembered for forever, like forever on Rat Pad at least, the guy that started that. Because I'm hoping this remains a thing, because I think I was saying in one of the other interviews that like on Rat Pad, it's like you don't really see people face to face. You don't be like talking like that, So like I feel like you're reading people's comments and threads and shit. You don't really get to know who they are. You don't really get a good idea of their personality. And interviews is like a perfect way for that. So yeah, I love the idea of it. And that's why I started doing them.
Well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did because we need that. I'm pretty sure you weren't active, but earlier, nobody knew these people. I mean, earlier in time, the only way you could know them is if you would text them on WhatsApp, Instagram, or you would listen to them on SoundCloud. That's the only way that you would know them. I mean, and Discord. Discord is another one that if you didn't chat on Discord, you didn't know anyone. Like, it was hard to know people. It was hard to really know people by, you know, just talking, just chatting it up. This is nice. Like you, I didn't know who you were until I saw you and I chatted away. And, yeah. You know, and I scheduled time for us to talk. And you know, you're right. You know, people don't do this. And that's probably why when I started it, people tune in, but now people tuning in to you now. Like this is pretty amazing. I hope you're ready. I really hope you're ready because they're so into you now. This is what I had to deal with. In the beginning, people were hooking me up with interviews. Now I have over 1,000 of listens. Are you ready for that? Like, I'm just asking you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm ready to like really. Take the torch per se, because like I definitely won't be doing what you do, have like a whole like wrap it out podcast type of thing. For me, this is just kind of something I'll be doing at the side, because I just really you know, I'm producing, I'm trying to sell beats, and then I'm also pushing my own music. I'm in college. I got like a lot on the go, so I won't really be doing them that much. I'll be pretty selective with who I'm interviewing initially. Like it was kind of like, oh, hit me up if you want to interview, but then a bunch of them, a couple of them I didn't end up doing because I just, I got to be a little bit picky at this point.
Yeah, I figured you'd be picky because it's hard to do everybody. It's hard to do like everybody. So you're just gonna do the ones that you know is going to be really good and that you're comfortable with.
Yeah, for certain. I also like I was saying earlier before the interview, like a lot of, like most people on RapPad don't show their face. So for me on my show, I'm probably going to, I'm probably going to not interview people who don't show their face with like a few exceptions. Like I made an exception for Yaz, cause you know, he's kind of one and only. There's like, he's a goat. And then there's, Sad Boy Prolific. Like, I hopefully will be interviewing, and we've been talking about it. I don't know when it's going to happen. We're talking about maybe this weekend or something, but he's literally the most successful artist to come out of RapPad, hands down. And he's so talented, and he's got a lot of music under his belt, and he knows what he's doing. So I'm actually a little nervous for that one, but, yeah.
Wow, you're nervous for an interview. What? Hold on. I'm just a little bit curious. What are you nervous about? I mean, like, this is Prolific. I mean, he's just.
Yeah. Shout out to him. It's not really him I'm really like nervous about. Like, I don't think I'm really nervous about anything. You know, it's just anxiety. You know, it's just I'm like excited for something, and I just like hope it goes well.
Oh yeah. That's a natural feeling to have, you know, but you just gotta do it. I mean, it's a natural feel, but yeah. It gets better once you just jump right in. It's like ripping off a bandage.
Jump into it. Yeah, no, I've always been like an anxious person, so.
I can really tell. I really hope that when you turn on your camera, I really hope that you don't have a bucket of sweat, or I'm really hoping that you don't have 8 pairs of sweated pants and shirts.
No, I wouldn't go to that. No, I'd say I'm like pretty confident for the most part. I'm just, you know, I'm a little awkward. I'm a very high energy person, so I think about shit a lot. But I wouldn't I wouldn't say to that degree. Like I'm good. I'm all good.
Oh wow, I thought you had 8 cans of Coca-Cola and sex.
No, absolutely not. But yeah, I'm definitely more focused on my music than the interviews. I hope to drop an album in September and an album in October. I just dropped a track list on Rappad. I didn't send out, I just dropped it as a rap. I didn't send out any feedback requests. So if you're listening to this and you're interested, just go to my profile, track list, just click the song and you can get a sneak peek. A lot of the, I'd say most of the songs on the first album I'll be dropping is I've shown snippets of them. One of them's already been released, and some of the other ones I've dropped rough copies on SoundCloud and shit like that. So
excuse me. I definitely saw the track list. I thought it was a song, my bad. I didn't know it was an actual list you put.
no, it's a list of the so I have Electric Sunrise is gonna be the first one, and that one it's gonna be more like hyperpop, electronic type of style. So if you know my song You're More, that's probably, it's the biggest song I had in terms of props on Rappad since my hiatus. So you might know it, but I think it's my best song, and that's going to be on the album. I'm going to have a lot of songs like that, very digital. It's going to be all produced by me. It's a self-produced album. I have a lot of beats just saved up that I think are good and just need mixing, polishing up. And I just want to use them or sell them before I, start using other people's beats or, focusing on making more. So a lot of this stuff is old music, but a lot of it is also stuff that nobody's heard before. So yeah, it's going to be a short little album. And all self-produced, all no features, only me. And then I'm also gonna, there's another album called Weekdays, and that one's gonna be more like an EP, like 4 or 5 songs, and that one's gonna have features on it. I'm probably gonna drop it on Halloween, I'm thinking right now. But I try to give myself a lot of time, I'm pretty slow when it comes to this shit.
I mean, for sure. I could definitely tell you need some time. I mean, look at what's on your plate. I mean, I would definitely need it if I was in your shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, I do got a lot going on, but at the same time, I don't want to put myself on a pedestal. I'd say I have a lot on my plate. It's just my plate's a little bit smaller than some other people's. I get overwhelmed easily, so yeah.
I mean, that's a common thing. I mean, I definitely feel for that for sure. But hey, we get through it, and I know you will. I know you'll get through that entire plate of shit on your plate. You're gonna eat it all up and fill your stomach up. It's gonna feel like Thanksgiving all over.
Yeah. I don't really celebrate Thanksgiving like that, but I know what you mean. A fucking feast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And speaking about the music, I want to say congrats to a couple days ago, it hasn't even been a week, and you dropped 2 incredible songs. It's All My Fault and Hermit Freestyle, which I think is pretty cool. Shout out to you. Doing this, it's produced by yourself and it's pretty unique. So what motivated you to put those songs out?
So Hermit Freestyle was basically, I know I need to record more if I want to be an artist. I have these songs, I have all these ideas, and I just don't like recording. I love singing and rapping, but I don't like recording, and I love producing. So a lot of the times I know I need to record and I end up just making new beats instead. So what happened with Hermit Freestyle was I made the beat the one night and it was probably 1 a.m. and I was like, you know what? if I don't write something to this now, if I don't record something, it's just not going to get done. So I just kind of pulled some bullshit together. It's like, it's a freestyle. I don't really freestyle like that either. So like, it's kind of a goofy song. Like, if you read the lyrics, they're kind of ridiculous. Like, they don't make a lot of sense and they're kind of silly, but you know, at the end of the day, like, I just try to make like good, like a bouncy, like fun sounding song, or just like an emotional, something you feel, not really, I don't really focus on lyrics. I do write, but that time I was just like, you know, make up some bullshit. So I did, I recorded it. I think I dropped it the same night on SoundCloud. And then just yesterday I submitted it to streaming platforms. So that song will be on Spotify hopefully soon time. I don't know when, because I didn't set like a date, I just said like ASAP basically. And then It's All My Fault is like a very emotional song. Like, I was in a very dark place when I wrote that just a few days ago. So basically it's just about like a feeling of like guilt and just, you know, I kind of struggle to take care of myself sometimes. I have like a history with addiction. And so, you know, I'll just get in my head about some shit and I don't know how to handle it, cause I'm just used to running away from my problems. So, you know, I wasn't sleeping. Like, I was like on like sleeping like 3 hours each night for like 2 or 3 nights in a row, and just not eating enough and shit. And so like, obviously, you know, very not thinking right. And I made that song and I'm just like, I need to fucking get this off my chest. And I recorded it, and yeah, I just kind of tried to go for like a dark, really dark, like emotional vibe. It's about a lot of like shame I have, because I'd say I'm a pretty privileged person. Like, you know, I grew up in like upper middle class, you know, Canadian. Like, there's a lot that I'm really blessed with. So sometimes I'll tell myself like, oh, there's no excuse for me to like fuck up this bad, because I've made a lot of really bad mistakes in my life. So It's All My Fault is literally just like, you know, the title, it's just, it feels like it's all my fault, and it's a lot of guilt. It's a very emotional song. It's funny, you have one just complete goofy ass freestyle and then like this very deep song both this past week. So yeah, if you're listening, check those both of those out. I worked hard on them.
Wow. I mean, and I think it was pretty cool what you said, that you don't really care about the writing. It's, you know, all about, you know, how you feel. I mean, I wish people would take that advice. I mean, that touched me. I think that was the highlight of the entire interview so far. It's literally, you know, just to do what you feel like. I mean, I've seen musicians go crazy over the writing process. That's all they care about, is just, you know, how it's written and trying to perfect it. I mean, you just go like how you feel. I mean, that's
exactly cool. Yeah, I feel like that's where a lot of like rap head artists go wrong, because like they feel like they need to say something. Like, they look at these like lyrical rappers, they look at like the GOATs, and they think they have to be like speaking when they're making music. But it's like, it's music's its own language. Like, it's not, it's some music, something you feel, you know. There's a reason there's sound and you're not just reading lyrics. There's a reason you're, you know, you're listening to it and not just paying attention to each word. So I think a lot of, because don't get me wrong, like, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it, there's a lot of fucking terrible sounding artists on Rappad, and it's not because they're not going anywhere, they're just downright trash. It's just because they, you know, they're figuring out their own sound. You got to start somewhere. But a lot of just bad sounding artists, and I think it's because like a lot of them just like focus so much on like, oh, I gotta have like this epic wordplay, and I gotta sound like this person, I gotta have all these dense rhyme schemes, and then you just like sound like an idiot in the end, and then it won't even like be good. That's just my opinion though. I know.
Wow, you just really just hit home. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I might have been like a low-key diss to like so many people, but I'm just trying to keep it real. No disrespect. And I used to do the same shit. Like, I used to be the exact same way. In some ways, I still am. I do obsess over lyrics a bit. I just tried it. I've been trying to get out of that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, that was really incredible what you said, and I hope people are listening because they need a lot of this. They need a lot of this advice. I mean, telling about their music, they need a lot of advice.
Yeah, I think that's why people are on Rap High, the connection thing. I know, like, that's kind of, like, initially, actually, it was kind of just, like, views. Like, I don't know if, do you know McGizzy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's my friend in real life from the same city, same with T-Cozy. And so McGizzy and T-Cozy, they put me on to Rap High, and they're just like, oh, yeah, you can literally just, like, get views and, like, get an online presence without recording. And I'm like, what? Like, sign me up, I'm doing it. And but then, you know, like, what I think what kept me on Rap High was just, like, you know, the feedback, and the just, you meet some cool people, so you get a lot of support from, you know, in a way that you wouldn't really get support on just, like, Instagram or some shit.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I had no idea that you knew him. Like I've always wanted to, well, actually I've talked only a few times, but it's lucky that you know, like, it's lucky. I need to get on the show soon. Lucky.
Sorry, what?
Oh, nothing. Just a comment to myself. Nothing.
So I just, like, missed, like, a couple words there, my bad. But yeah, I am lucky. Yeah, and shout out to McGizzy. I honestly, like, I gas him up. I fucking, like, talk this guy up so much. So he better be fucking dropping soon, because it's gonna make me look like an idiot. But I honestly think he's the best, not necessarily the best artist, but I think he's, like, by a milestone, the best rapper on Rap Pad. I really hope he drops some shit. I might be interviewing him actually some point in time this next few months.
Nice plan going. But yeah, I'm happy for these connections. And I'm really, really proud and excited for all these new projects coming out, all these interviews coming. I mean, I'm proud and I'm so happy to see you blossoming. I mean, there is something that I'm curious to know, and it's just to really just see where you're at mentally. But where do you see all this going? Like, where do you see your music going? Where do you see the interviews going? Like, where do you see even yourself going?
That's a good question. So and the answer would honestly just depend on the day, because, like, some days I'm just like, man, I'm gonna be a fucking pop star some days. But I think most of the time I don't really see myself going anywhere. I see myself, you know, grinding out this music shit for, like, you know, maybe 5 to 10 years tops, and then, you know, going to university for astronomy, because that's another thing I'm really passionate about, is, like, space. Something just I'm really interested in. So outside of music, that's just a little fun fact for you. But I don't know, I don't see that much potential myself. I think I have a pretty realistic outlook. Like, I know there's so many people that are better than me. There's so much competition, and my work ethic is not that great. And you know, that can be changed. Hopefully that will change. I'm trying, but yeah, there's a lot up against me. So I don't necessarily think I'll be, you know, famous or even, like, as well known as, like, some of the bigger artists on, like, rap, like, you know, like Cyboy Prolific or Ivy Oxygen or a couple others I can't remember, but, you know, they're, like, huge by Rap Pad standards, but grand scheme of things, they're more so, they're closer to underground. So I guess maybe not Cyboy Prolific, but you know what I mean. I think it's just, like, long journey to the top, and music doesn't pay well, so I don't really see myself doing this for that long.
That does make a lot of sense. And it's true, I don't see you doing this for a long time. I don't really see it going on. It's a nice hobby for what it is. it's a nice hobby for you right now because you're young. I mean, you're young.
Don't get me wrong though. I wouldn't say it's a hobby. Sorry to cut you off too. I mean, you're not completely wrong either, but I am in school for it, and I do plan to make as much music as possible and, connect with an audience. I want to, get fans. I think I'm at a point where I already have like a few fans, people that support me, even though I don't really give them much attention. And, I'm really grateful for that. And I want to keep growing that. And hopefully my attitude, about music, will change, because the idea of being like a pop star is very, very appealing. It's obviously something everyone wants.
True. I didn't consider it from that point, so thank you for cutting me off. I didn't consider that. I did not. But there is something that you said earlier, is that you do you do sing a little bit, which I'm just curious. You would be a tenor, wouldn't you? If when you sing, do you sing really high? Are you a tenor or are you a bass?
I'm gonna keep it a buck. Like the terminology, I failed music theory. Like course I paid for in college. Like I failed it so hard. I do everything. Production, singing, like I do that all by ear. I think I'm soprano. Like I have a pretty high voice. So yeah, I think I don't know though. And also I pitch up my vocals sometimes. So for that one song, Show Off, it was trending on Rappad like a few weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago at this point. That one I pitched up my vocals on to make it like more high pitched because I thought it sounded cool. I don't do that on all of them. The past two songs, like this week, those were neither of them were a pick. That's just like my voice with a lot of auto-tune and effects. I was gonna say like that's my natural voice, and I'm like, yeah, bullshit. It's not my natural voice, but you know what I'm saying. You follow?
Oh yeah, for sure. I was just very curious because I was kind of hoping I would get to hear you sing, but that's okay.
yeah, probably not. I might be doing you know what? Now that I think of it, I have to do a live performance for one of my college courses. I think it might even be like next week or the week after. It's like overwhelmingly soon. So I might, I might send a URL to Rappad, have some people tune in, because I know I'm decent at hitting the notes. So I might actually do a live performance. But I'm also like coming. I'm going to be dropping some pop songs too, where there's not going to be a lot of autotune on those. It's going to be a little bit of pitch correction, shit like that. But my one song, Like Me, if you're not into autotune, check that song out, because I went out of my way to try to not autotune it or pitch correct it too much. I try to go for a pre-human sound. But yeah.
Well, we have some time on the show. How about you practice for your big performance?
Oh no, I don't know about that.
What? I couldn't hear you there. You said, what was that? La, la, la.
There you go. That's a performance.
No, that's not it. No, come on. You need sure.
to. Wait, that didn't sound good to you?
That sound like cats on a chalkboard.
Yeah, no, that's not my singing voice. I'm awkward though. I'm not gonna be performing tonight. Sorry about that.
Come on, no, you need to practice.
I don't know. At the end of the interview, you can have a second attempt at peer pressuring me. But
oh no.
Right
no,
now,
no.
It's looking
come
like an
L. I'll even cover my ears for you. Okay, I'll cover my ears.
No.
How are you supposed to practice, huh? How are you supposed to practice?
You know what? I might just, let's see if I can find, because I don't, again, like, I'm not prepared for this, but I'll see if I can, like, find some lyrics that I could rap. I'm gonna listen back and cringe so hard, but I guess it couldn't really hurt.
Yeah, cool. I'll cover my ears so you won't be completely embarrassed.
Okay, so since this is rap, so I don't really rap that much. You know, like you said, I'm more of a singer at this point, more of a producer, more of a singer, but one of the biggest like raps that I'm like most proud of is the Dr. Nova diss. So I could perform that right now if you want.
Yes, I would love
but to. But it's a little bit long. It'll be like 2 minutes, something like that. I don't know.
That's totally fine.
Okay. I made a beat for it too. So honestly, for those listening, I recommend you go check out the recording, but I guess I'll go for it. Turning down a battle just to switch up on me, change your rules. You made the limit higher, and that might just be the death of you. You asking for a beat, well, you a fool for thinking that I wouldn't come up with some heat. My level somewhere you can't step one foot and try to challenge me with that goofy fucking robot voice. You disrespect the names of M and Pac and Biggie's stupid choice. I'll crush you, stomp you flat because you're racist and an incel. Dropping all these comments, no, but with me, it don't sit well. I didn't want to fuck around and write this, guess I took the bait, but I just want to take little clout I can from you away. You talking shit about people that simply disagree with you and hate your AI raps. Well, newsflash, nobody sees in you the slightest bit of talent. Get a life and find some balance, because I caught you slipping way too many times to even count. I've got some pride in what I do because I'm aware of what I'm good at. Maybe you would do more than cringy fan art if you could rap, because that's what it comes down to. No wonder people clown you. No wonder not a single woman wants to be around you. You're on another planet and I'm here to bring you down to earth. Your music's fucking garbage, yo. I can think of nothing worse. And Yaz already killed you. How in the hell are you not dead? You begging for a finger, but you just got fucked in the end. So here's my middle finger, Nova. I'm like Coke and Coca-Cola. You're like salt and baking soda. Try to brawl, but you ain't even coming close. I should have told you. I'll leave you with broken bones, bruised and dislocated shoulders. This doctor's got a disorder. You're a pathetic waste of space whose race is fake and lacks talent. Challenge me to a battle because in the brain you're mad challenged. I see you acting brand new because you're old and boring. I can't even stand you, so I'm off a potion Rick and Morty. You're probably over 40 still, you never had a shorty. Leave your body bloody gory like my name was Jason Voorhees. Get the picture, no Adobe, but you're hoping for a sorry. Cause commotion to get noticed, you're atrocious, end of story. I'm ferocious, you woke the goat in me, drop you like groceries. You're dope to no degree, you folding like the unemployment check. You're living off of taking shots at me. It costs you more than what you can afford, and that's a problem. I'll stomp you out, give you some to talk about. Talk down on my dogs, we'll get lost. I won't walk you out, I'll box you out. Leave you on the curb in the booth, you just be waiting while these tables ain't gonna turn. Better pray to God or sermon, because I'll make your burdens worse. Bring the hurting, I'm gonna teach you a lesson. You about to do some learning. I ain't even stressing out, I ain't even checking out. You're the perfect person for my burden to be stretching out. Guess I gotta wrap it up, although I could go on for longer. Took you a whole week to make this trash. I'm both faster and stronger. You're a bastard with bad beats. It's sad you're that weak, little bitch. Go see a doctor.
Wow. That was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie, that was pretty good.
A little bit of stutters in there, but yeah, that's probably my best rap shit, at least, like, you know, like actual no melody type of raps. I really enjoyed making that because this is a guy I was like genuinely pissed at, and it's mad corny. Like, I think battling is honestly super stupid, but like, you know, I got something out of making that diss, and people, you know, other people fucked with it, so.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I fucked with it, for sure, and.
The beat's hard as fuck, like.
Yes.
I don't want to suck my own dick too much, but, like, I'm really proud of the beat, probably more, even more than I am of the lyrics.
Oh, yeah, for sure, and I really felt it because I hate the Arnova. He got upset. I don't know if you know. I'm not sure if you read in the forums about really angry, but I did.
Yeah, when the whole Dr. Nova shit was going down, like, I was watching pretty closely because shit was mad entertaining, but sorry, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I was having some issues with my audio.
No, but just so you can catch up, I'm thinking it was probably because of me that started the whole drama thing.
It was what? What started it?
I'm thinking perhaps it probably was me. In case you missed anything, it's probably.
Oh, yeah. It was like you and Apollo talking, right?
Yeah, we were joking. We were literally joking about Villanova, and my God, he got upset at me. He got like, so upset at me.
You know, like I think it's kind of valid. Like if someone's like talking behind your back, like fuck, you might hit me up and be like, what's your problem after this interview? Like I wouldn't respond, but like I don't know, that part is valid. It's just like everything else he was saying, like he's just absolutely no filter. He's just being so annoying. I was, you know, people were really bullying him at one point, and I was actually kind of supportive of him. And then I crack one joke and he starts, you know, commenting on my songs and like dissing me and shit. Just being a fucking bozo. And so like, you know, when that shit goes down, I'm obviously gonna hop on the hate train.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I cannot believe that piece of shit cannot take jokes. Like we were just joking around and he got so upset at me. And now he's upset at you.
It's that. Like for me, it's like the homophobia. That shit like really pisses me off. Like I don't really like putting labels on myself. I definitely mostly date women, but I swing both ways. I'm like pansexual or something. And automatically when I, you know, see someone saying, you know, something like against like queer people, it's just they fucking assume that like I'm just gonna be okay with it, or they just don't care. And it's like, oh my God, it just, there's a lot of it on the website. And so when I saw it coming from someone who, you know, I know is like literally like 30 years older than the average like age on Rattpad, it's like, you know, I just got so fucking like pissed off. Literally someone today, like this shit is so fucking whack. Like someone's like calling me a trans woman. Like, what are you talking about? Like, shut the fuck up. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't understand how it can be. You can be in like it under the age of like 60 and still be homophobic in 2022. Like that shit blows my mind.
I just went off,
but I'm passionate about that. So
looks like that piece of shit was not the only. Looks like he has more haters after all.
Yeah, no kidding. And I don't know, like I'm cool with like jokes and stuff. Like honestly, like I don't even like really have a problem with like straight people saying faggot. Like I think if you're genuinely not homophobic, you're genuinely supportive, like that doesn't really bother me. It's just like there's so many, there's so much fucking hate.
Yeah. I mean, but rap has had lots of hatred, I think, since the beginning or since 2016.
Yeah. No, for sure. For certain. And I think another thing that bothers me is it's something that I see a lot of potential in the website, and I love the website, and I think it could be so much bigger than what it is. But when the community is just so toxic, like people are gonna join and then just leave like a couple of weeks later because it's just so, you know, it's just so unwelcoming. So, you know, I hope that's something that changes eventually.
I mean, I hope so too. At the same time, though, I don't really think there's much to say because there's nobody working on the site to improve it. I mean, Amir said it himself, he doesn't work on the website anymore. Like he doesn't improve it. He's not even on there. Barely he's even on there. There's like nobody around to even make it up. I mean, there used to be like ciphers, there used to be like competitions. I mean, I don't know. Have you done the cipher before?
No, I think I might be doing one soon though. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that.
Oh, I'm not. I will not. But literally the last cipher was 2 years ago. Almost 2 years ago. And literally we're like, where's the next cipher? Because on the website it says every 60 days, which is every 2 months. And it's been over 2 months, and we're like, why is there no cipher? That's exactly the point, which nobody's here to improve the site on. So it's hard to really like it all the time because nobody's there to do anything about it. Like, the admin, they're admin. They can't do anything for the website. All they can do is just do protect the people. That's all they can do.
Yeah, like there's only so much like they can do. Like, you know, shout out to Frat and Placebo, because like for what they put up with, like. Oh my god. And it's like, it's volunteer work. Like they're giving, they're being generous with their time. Like I feel like people need to be like, need to understand that more, because like, I don't know, there's only so much they can do. You know, you can kick someone off the website and they just make an alt and they come back. So at some point you gotta just like kind of know your limit, I feel like, for the admins. But they do try, you know. I feel like for like with Dr. Nova, for example, like like they know that like it's like it's so hard to like kick them off the website, because there's people that support them, and it's like, you know, there's these gray areas. But it's like, as soon as he, I don't know if you know about like the messages with MA.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about that?
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah. That was so this like 40-year-old like pretends to be Kaz, who's a teenager, like dude's a kid, and he's like, you know, Dr. Nova's getting super pissed at him, pretends to be Kaz, and then messages a bunch of like sexual shit to MA. Shout out to her, she's a really good producer, and she's only like 15, so when this shit comes out, like obviously like he gets banned right away, because it's like, that's obviously, you know, no pedo shit here. But like I know that, you know, it was bound to happen eventually anyway.
Yeah. Oh, I feel really bad for MA. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, she honestly kind of disappeared recently too. I don't last time I spoke with her was like over Instagram. She said that, actually no, I probably shouldn't say, but she kind of hinted at being gone for a while, so I'm sure she's fine. But yeah, she literally just disappeared. She's like one of the most active users, and then just kind of ghosted.
Yeah. Shout out to you, MA. You're one of the dopest females I know.
Yeah, for certain. I recently got into, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right, but Stride. Stride's music is like,
I love Stride.
Oh, hard. It's like, man, shout out Stride. She's honestly like killing it. She's like definitely better than most of the dudes on the website. And like, I definitely, you know, being a female on a community like this, you're like such a minority. So like, good for you for like stepping up your game and like just kicking ass. Like, yeah, her music bumps.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think the best female, it has to be Kimmy B. I think she's a female too, I think. Yeah, she is the best.
Who?
You don't know Kimmy B?
No, I don't. Remember, I actually am relatively new to the website. So I joined in 2019, but like three months in, I left. To go to rehab for 17 months. So, you know, I'm basically only like a year into Rat Pad. So a lot of people I don't know.
Well, definitely check her out. She's the best. She's been on the site since 2014. So
yeah, DM me the name.
Where, Instagrams?
Doesn't matter. Yeah. On Rat Pad or Instagram's probably ideal, but I'm definitely a bit like biased, because I'm like the opposite of an old head, and I know that's not it's kind of shifting recently, but I know that's traditionally Rap Pad's like very old head. It's very opposite to what I'm into. So I know there's a lot of talented artists on Rap Pad that like very good at what they do, but just their music won't sound good to me, because it's just, you know, I'm like a new wave or like hyper pop type of guy.
Oh yeah, for sure. But what can you do? It's Rap Pad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the name.
It's just a pad. It's not an island. It's just a pad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just another corner of the internet, end of the day.
Yeah. It's just a small spectacle, like those little dust bunnies you sweep under.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice to get off my chest. Thanks for that. Nice to get it off my chest.
Sorry, what?
I said nice to get that off my chest.
Oh, I just didn't understand the context. My bad.
No, it's fine. Most people don't understand what I'm saying until I have to speak.
No, you're not. I'm not trying to say that. You're relatively well-spoken. You know, I can understand what you're saying most of the time.
No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, I see you.
Oh, okay. But hey, I'm glad you wrapped earlier because it's now.
Oh my god, I can't believe I did that. I like drown my vocals in like effects, and I'm just like, I'm such a produced artist. Like doing something like that, like I hope you're thankful for that, because that's like a one-time thing for me.
Well, I am thankful, and I kind of tricked you. I actually did listen. I tricked.
You were straight pressuring me, but, you know, comfort zone is like the devil. It's the worst place to be, and that's kind of the biggest thing I've learned, is to kind of do what I'm afraid of, so.
Yeah, just do it. Just get it over with. I know you'll feel good right after.
As long as I don't listen to it.
Yeah, just get it done over with. Just don't look back.
Yeah, anyone tuning in, like, please go listen to the track. And if you can't find it, it might be on my archive at that point, my archive SoundCloud. But the beat is, the beat makes it worth it for sure.
Oh, yeah. For sure. But I'm glad you were able to share all this with us. This was very exciting to just get to. Just get to hear you, just to see I'm the man that everybody's talking about. Like, you're literally the man that people talk about in conversation. I was like, who is this?
Like I said, it doesn't always feel like that. I feel like I do most of the talking, but I really appreciate that. That's gas. That's real.
Yeah, of course. It's been really amazing getting to meet you. And of course, doing this is my first all-nighter, by the way. This is the first, he broke a record. This is the first interview I've done all night. It's literally midnight for me. For him, it's 1 a.m. in the morning. So this is definitely crazy for an all-nighter.
Man, you have no idea. Nocturnal for the win.
Yeah, I'm definitely not nocturnal. I'm a daytime person.
That's good. That's a lot healthier. I know when I was, you know, actually when I actually had a bedtime, I was a lot happier.
Yeah, which you're definitely a night owl, which I can see that being a thing. I can definitely see you being a night owl.
Yeah, for certain. I definitely made a lot of my best songs, you know, very late at night. So that's real.
Yeah, maybe that's your thing. Maybe their best songs happen late at night. I mean, you can only stay up to get the best songs.
Yeah, I just need a little bit more self-discipline. I'm trying to quit smoking right now, too, actually. I had my quote-unquote last cigarette today, but we'll see how that goes.
Damn, you're smoking, too? What's next? You have a secret girlfriend we don't know about?
Okay. Yeah, I got hoes.
Is she in the room right now?
No.
Is she in the closet?
Unfortunately, like, I have girls in my life that I'm talking to, but I don't know. I got a date this weekend that I'm a little bit optimistic.
Ooh.
We'll see.
My damn. Okay, I see you.
Yeah. There's a girl, in Russia, too, that I really fuck with. And she's gorgeous. We get along really well. But, you know, what's going on in Russia, right? She's supposed to immigrate to Canada, but, yeah, I don't know. I think, end of the day, women can be kind of like, you know, I shouldn't say that. Like, relationships can kind of be just a distraction if you're a musician. Like, I'm definitely a very like affectionate person, so like, I really miss that when I don't have it. But sometimes it's just better to be single if you really gotta focus on your music.
Yeah, I can see where that comes to play. But just so I know, there's nobody in your closet. There's no stripper in your closet, right?
There's no stripper in my closet?
Mm-hmm. Don't kill me. I don't know. I hear breathing. Are you okay in there?
No, I'm just laughing. I got a fried laugh. My bad, but like that was just really funny. if you could see me, it would make more sense. You'd be able to see that I'm laughing. But yeah, no.
I told you could turn on your face. I told you could turn on your face a long time ago.
Okay, I'll turn on my face.
I told you could turn on your face. Oh God!
Anyone listening can't tell,
oh,
but
you look like young Sheldon. Oh God!
I look like who?
You look like young Sheldon. You know the show?
No, I don't. I don't really watch TV like that.
God! So. Look at your bedroom. What is that thing in the background? What is that?
It's just a projector I have on my ceiling. It just kind of, you know, keeps the vibes. When I ordered it on Amazon, I thought it would like look like a galaxy on the ceiling because that's how they advertised it. But it was only like $20. Canadian currency, so I think it's worth the buck. Fuck Amazon, but still, it's like convenient. So yeah, it looks nice in here. Keeps me inspired. I have like another LEDs too. Just fucking basic zoomer shit.
Sick lights.
But yeah, no strippers in my closet. I actually don't even have a closet, so I keep
is she on the floor?
Just laying on the floor? Actually, front door.
Is she on the floor? Is that where she is?
Oh, planes. No, I'm in this room alone. I have a roommate because I'm on like a college residence. So you can probably hear me talking right now, to be honest. Be heard, but yeah.
Well, if any of you guys out there watch Friends, which character, do you watch Friends, by the way? Have you watched Friends?
Absolutely not. No disrespect, but I don't fucking like that
show. You watch any TV? Come on. Everybody knows watch Friends. Any TV.
The thing is, I'm like broke as fuck, so I don't really have streaming services. When I'm really interested in something, I like just kind of stream it like illegally, but I'm just fine with YouTube. Like I'm just always watching. I watch a lot of like space documentaries on YouTube. Shit like that. I'm either like doing that or I'm like working on music. I think like mixing and mastering takes up so much of my time because I have like, I'm a bit like obsessive compulsive. So like, yeah, like I just don't even have time for TV shows, but.
Oh my God. We're going to do a watch party soon. I'm putting that on my bucket list. We're going to do a watch party. Cause you need to get some TV in you, so we're gonna do a whole watch. We're gonna do a whole marathon for like a whole week, and we're just gonna do a marathon.
Okay, we could have like a Rapad watch party.
Yeah, I got over 300 followers on Instagram. I'll just invite them over.
Yeah, but
because what kind of person doesn't know Friends? Like.
Oh, I know Friends. No, trust me. I've watched like a few episodes and I just like really don't like it. But I don't know. I think I've just kind of like outgrown that style of comedy. Like I used to find it funny, but now my sense of humor is just completely deep fried and like normal funny shit that makes most people laugh just won't. And then I'll just laugh at like poo poo pee pee penis.
Oh God. Oh, it's like you took a line from a porno movie. Oh God.
Yeah, no, I just have a bad sense of humor.
Okay, our first stop will be Netflix because you need to watch some comedy.
Fuck Netflix, man. I'm at my my family used to have Netflix. So when I'd go down to visit them, I watched some Netflix. But like, didn't they like raise their price like to like something ridiculous? And they have ads now?
They don't have ads anymore once you purchase a plan.
No.
Cause I just pay like I pay like $16 a month for two people to watch because my siblings like it. It's pretty good. And Stranger Things, you gotta watch. Like, anybody who's alive right now has to watch Stranger Things.
Yeah, I've heard that's trending quite a bit. I'll be seeing it a lot online. Do you like Euphoria?
I love Euphoria.
Okay, yeah. I like Euphoria. I was into that a few weeks ago. I was streaming it on like 123 Movies or like HD Resco or some shit.
Wait, you use that too? You use 123 Movies? You use it too?
Sometimes, yeah.
I use that in school, and I use it at a lot of places because a lot of places have no Wi-Fi, or a lot of them would block the Wi-Fi. I'm sure you know in school, their Wi-Fi is jacked up as fuck, and they block everything. When I go to school, they block the Wi-Fi. So literally the only thing I can watch is 123 Movies. I had no idea you did too. Wow.
Yeah, no, it's certainly accessible. So,
man, I love it. And I found this new site for like anime, which I fell in love with.
Oh, nice. What animes are you into?
It's a whole bunch. You should check out the site. It's called wcostream.com. It's really good.
WCOstream.com?
Yeah, it has a lot of shows on there. It has a lot of cartoons. Right now, what I'm watching is One Piece.
Okay, yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about that one.
It's really good. Let me see. Data Live. Let's see. I'm trying to think what else I'm watching. Kono Healer is one I'm watching too. It's really good. And they have a bunch of them on there, so I would definitely check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to be into a little bit of anime. I was like, I'd watch Fate Stay Night, Fate franchise. And just the art in it is like beautiful. It's like the art is so good. The animation, like just French chef's kiss. Chef's Ew. Kiss.
Oh my god.
But you know what I'm saying. You follow.
Yeah.
It's such a good show. And I like some of the philosophy in it too. Like it connects with me. So that's like my favorite anime, Fate Stay Night. And I like Dead Man Wonderland.
That's good too.
Yeah, that's, I don't know if you've noticed, but that's my like profile picture on Rapid. It's like a gif of Shiro. I don't even think it's objectively that great of an anime. I just like the atmosphere of it is like, it stands out to me. I like just like, it's so grim and dark. Like I love it.
Oh yeah. That's a perfect profile pic. It totally matches you. Like it totally matches.
Thanks. Thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah. I've had it for a while. Like I don't really be switching it like that.
Well, you've got to keep it. Just keep that shit in, like, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to get used to that face, I'm sorry.
You didn't know what I looked like before?
No, well, the only time I saw you was interviews you did, but those were from a long time ago.
Interviews?
Yeah, you don't turn your camera on interviews? You did?
Oh, no, I do. Like, you probably saw the one with Big Rest, but that just wasn't that long ago. That was, like, a few months ago. Like, not even, like, 2 or 3 months ago, I think.
I just gotta get used to it.
Yeah, you'll see me on the one I have with Apollo. Because Apollo shows his face. So we, that was last night, and I'll probably drop, within the next few days.
Man, you look like Billie Eilish. You look like a male version.
Really? That's actually gas. I actually appreciate that because, you know, she's pretty good looking. I've also been told I sound like the male version of
you do sound like a male version, that is true.
It's at least in some songs, like when I go the acoustic, at least I think it that's when it stands out the most.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I know people say like it's like Billie Eilish is like basic, but I don't care. Like some pop music, I don't care if it's like industry or whatever. If it sounds good, it sounds good. And like Billie Eilish has some good music, I'm not gonna lie. I even listen to like Justin Bieber and shit like that sometimes.
You look like young Justin too. You look like 19-year-old Justin Bieber.
That's gas. You're like you're making me blush. Like stop. I guess in a way I've been told that too before, but yeah, Justin Bieber's actually, he grew up like not that far away from me, like Stratford I think is the city he's from. That's literally just like 2 hours from Kitchener-Waterloo.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was living in Cambridge not that long ago, which is Cambridge is basically in Waterloo region, you know, Kitchener, Waterloo, Cambridge, all same city. Mm-hmm. And Amir, did I say this earlier that Amir is from Waterloo as well?
You didn't mention.
Oh yeah, so Amir is also from the same city as like me and McGizzy and T-Cozy.
Wow.
Yeah, if you go into the like the details of Rapad, like the headquarters is like 10 minutes walk from like my middle school. Like it's like a 15, like 20 minute walk from my house. It's just crazy.
Wow.
Small world. I was listening to your interview with Sobe. Shout out Sobe. I found it kind of funny that you're like so surprised that like he's Canadian stuff. Canadian, and like Amir's Canadian too, but it's like it's insane. I didn't even realize that. Was it like YK Osiris? Was that the one you're talking about? Who's also Canadian?
King Osiris. Yeah, I think it's Canadian. YK
Osiris. King Osiris. Stupid. He's I didn't even realize he was Canadian, but there's a lot of us.
Yeah, I need to visit Canada. A lot of my friends are saying musically, please, please go over there. And either I will go on vacation or I will tour over there. If I have a podcast tour, I will definitely tour over there.
I don't know, man. Like there's not much to see. Like I'm in the capital right now. Like I'm from Waterloo region, but I'm in Ottawa. I'm in the capital. And it's like there's tourism here because people come to see the parliament or whatever. And it's like, why? Like you're just looking at like a couple like old looking buildings. It's like not that cool. I think the natural environment, the natural world is way cooler than any like human creation. You know, if I was to go traveling, I'd rather go like somewhere in the mountains. I'd rather see some like landscapes than, you know, go to some fucking city. You know, I think Tokyo would be like nice to visit, but I don't know.
Well, if we don't go to the States, Texas is really good. I live in Houston. Texas is really good.
Yeah, I've been to America a couple times.
Mm.
Went to South Carolina.
Sick. But I've wanted to, and going over there, I want to try poutine. My friend went over there, and he's like, you gotta try poutine.
Poutine is fucking gross, bro.
It is? I
like it so much. Yeah, like, it's greasy as hell. Like, I'm almost, like, embarrassed that it's, like, a Canadian, like, delicacy. That, like, it's, like, known for that. But nah, it's fries with gravy and cheese. Like you've never had it before and you like junk food, like you might fuck with it, but like I feel like I've had it like enough times where I'm like, this is like hyped up way too much, you know.
Oh, really? Wow.
Not that great.
Well, I'll take my own judgment myself. Like
shawarma poutine goes hard though.
That one,
shawarma poutine.
Oh. Oh, you're gulping up. Look at him gulping that up. What is that, your seventh cup of beer?
No, I don't drink. I do drugs exclusively. I don't drink or smoke weed.
You sure? It's okay if you do, though. I see the palette of smoke I see a pile of drugs on the floor. It's okay.
You can't even see my floor, dude.
I see there's a girl on the floor. She's playing dead.
Shut the fuck up.
But so look.
I'm trying to stay hydrated because I get a lot of headaches. So I try to drink, like, this is aloe vera drink. I don't know what else you call it. Aloe. It's like my favorite drink. It's like this juice with this artificial pulp in it. And it tastes super good. But whenever I buy a bottle, I just like use it as a water bottle for the next week. So.
Ooh. Guys, there's a porno pic in the back. Look, there it is.
There what?
There's a porno pic in the back. Look.
Did you shut the fuck up?
Y'all can't see it. It's literally right there.
Yeah.
It's him and the stripper naked together.
Yeah, private stripper in my room.
I can hear her breathing. Tell her hi.
Yeah, of course. I don't think I'd ever go to a strip club, to be honest.
Really?
Nah. I'm like a one-on-one kind of guy. Like, I think intimacy is just, like, it has to be, like, intimate. Like, I watch porn and shit, but, like, I don't know. I can't imagine just, like, going to a strip club and, like, standing around, like, a bunch of other dudes and then just, like, simping over this girl that's, like, being paid to do that. Like, I'd rather just get, like, a private dance from, like, a consenting woman who actually, like, wants to and isn't, like, doing it for money. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's always nice, too, getting a private dance from your girlfriend. That's nice, too.
Yeah, strip clubs are, like, a lot of fucked up shit. Like, a lot of abuse and shit happens there, too. I wouldn't really want to support that.
True,
teach your own. If you like going to a strip club and you're naive and you don't really understand, then, like, this, you know, I think that's valid.
Yeah, true.
He doesn't like tits and ass, like.
But if you don't have those things, then why is there a fan? If you didn't have beer and drugs and a girlfriend, then what's with the fam? Huh? Explain the fan.
The fan is because it's like it gets stuffy in here and I need airflow. Because the air conditioning in this building is like trash and it gets freezing the second I turn on like the ventilation. So I just kind of open the window and I turn the fan on. And yeah, that's why the fan is there. Mm-hmm. It's my number one fan. It's actually just an inanimate object.
Guys, he's lying. It's okay.
That is such a bad joke. See what I mean? Like, I just got a fried sense of humor like that. Like, I actually found that really funny.
He's lying.
Yeah, no, you can stop. There's nothing in my room like that.
Then what's that thing around your neck, huh? What's the gold chain there?
That's sterling.
He's lying.
I'm sure you also running out of time, but I think gotta go soon. But I have like another like you can do another like 10, 15 minutes.
Oh yeah. It is getting fucking late. Okay. Just a few couple words left.
Yeah, ask away. Like I said, like another like 10, 15 minutes is fine. Yeah. I'm easy.
That sounds fine. Firstly, thank you so much for this. This has been nice doing a one-nighter with you.
Yeah, likewise.
This has been pretty good meeting you, and I hope we do more fun things like this in the future.
Yeah, I bet. Maybe sometime I could interview you.
I was thinking about too. Like, let's do a reverse thing. You do me.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I would love to see what kind of questions you have for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm pretty good at asking questions, pretty good at coming up with them. So you might find out at some point.
He's lying.
Yeah, those listening, like those tuned in who are like still listening. I have a lot of interview, and so does Musical.ly. Musical.ly has a lot of interviews coming up, and I have some interviews coming up. stay tuned because I'm going to be interviewing some really cool people. And not all of them are like on Rat Pack, but there's going to be some cool interviews. So,
sick.
I just realized you can't see me. You can see me though, so I'll just.
Well, I would show you my face, but no one's ever seen my face. So if I show
That's okay. I didn't even understand that when I asked you that. I didn't really realize that was the deal, that that you were anonymous like that. So my bad.
No, it's no problem. Everybody's begging me to show my face, and you know, maybe in the future.
It's kind of a flex to be anonymous like that, because then you can do a face reveal, which is like that's a lot of hype. I was telling this to Yaz in his interview that because I know he's gonna probably do that at some point. It's like that's exciting. You know, people want to know people want that connection. They want to know what you look like. So if you're able to, like, hey, when I hit 100,000 subscribers, I'll do a face reveal. You're gonna get there faster. So I think not showing your face right away is it can be a good thing for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I figured, I interviewed him a couple weeks ago. I figured that.
Yeah. No, Yaz is like, honestly, shout out Yaz. Like, man, he's I can see him really going place. He's such a hard worker, and just he's so like consistent, like throughout his videos, his art and his music. And he's self-produced as well. Like the fact he's able to balance those like four things is just so impressive to me. So shout out Yaz.
Oh yeah, for sure. Shout out Yaz. Don't worry, our interview is coming soon. Don't worry about it. Any last words for the fans, for people listening? Any
last words? Sounds pretty ominous.
Any last words before your death?
No, not really. If you're still listening, thank you for tuning in. It's been, and you know, thank you, Musically. It's been nice. Good interview. Appreciate you.
Of course. It's been such a treat meeting you. And let's do this another time. Y'all make sure to check out Sinclay down below in the links provided. Check out more of season 3, which, by the way, you are part of season 3. We cannot believe it. Can y'all believe it's season 3 already?
Can't believe it. Time flies.
I know. It's been 2 years, and we're in season 3 now. I mean, really, 2 years go by really fast. All right. I will catch you all next time. Love y'all. Peace out.